scripture out. I walked out the door that night without reading the scripture the Lord's put on me. And being an obedient servant of Him.
Amen.
Because you heard me say, I took a beating at the head.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a beating, but I don't want to be out of God's will.
Right.
This has been on me all day. I read this a few weeks ago and went back and read it again. And
well,
really stuck out. It's pondering. And if it's just for me, you know, you preach on me. If it's just for me, then I'm doing what God wants me to do for me, you know, so I can hear it. But if it's for somebody else, open your ears and listen. God's got something for you to get out of it. Turn in your Bibles in the Old Testament. I'm going to read three verses and then flip over to the New Testament. Read just maybe two. Lord, please fit. In chapter 19 of 1 Kings. Chapter 19, 1 Kings, starting in verse 19, and finish with 21. God's word says, So he departed thence and found Elijah, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me meet, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave them to the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered to him. We'll stop right there before we go into the New Testament and read the other couple of scriptures. The Lord's looking for full-time followers, full-time Christians. It ain't no part-time business.
Amen.
You know, here we've got to fill out applications if you go apply for a part-time or full-time job. You know, they advertise you as part-time or full-time. Well, God, you don't fill no application out to serve Him, to be Christ-like or to serve and do His will. It's a full-time. You don't serve it just Wednesday night. Coming to church, or Sunday night, or Sunday morning, Brother Jerry, or you don't serve Him just in a three-night, or four-night, or seven-night revival.
Amen.
If that revival lasts 2 weeks, you serve Him those 2 weeks of that revival. Because if you're wanting to be fed and do God's will, you're going to be a full-time follower of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And you're going to share His Word, Brother Ed.
Amen.
You know, He talks about being lukewarm. To me, lukewarm, that's just a part-time Christian. You know, it could be the same definition almost as a part-time Christian. You can't be a part-time Christian, go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and then go to the bar on Friday and Saturday night.
Amen.
Or go play poker, go on the boat and have your beer or drink it while you're going down Dale Hollow Lake.
Amen.
What kind of example?
Amen.
That's part-time following. You'll answer for it, not me, but you will if you're doing it. But that's what our world is in a mess today is we've got too many part-time Christians,
Amen.
Part-time followers that's claiming to be Christians and they're not. I don't want to see nobody go to hell.
Amen.
But if they don't change their ways, that's where they're going to wind up.
Amen.
Because the Word says it.
Yes. Amen.
And the Word is standing on the Word.
Amen.
You know, the songs we sung tonight, they sung, Earl's and Eric and them, it was meant to be sung.
Yes.
Look what I traded. Traded for a mansion. That's what the Word says. He's building us a mansion. I just want a little cabin on the hilltop. You know, I shared something yesterday. Lost a distant cousin, and I shared something yesterday, and several commented on it and said, you know, I didn't do it for nobody to comment, but I mean it from the heart.
Yeah.
She's in heaven. I know she is, without a doubt. And she's up there with her dad working the cattle in heaven on 1,000 hills. You know. And I've done that because I was hoping some of the family or friends that's not ready would read that and God would touch them some way, Brother Ed.
Yes.
I don't want to fail God. I don't want to be no part-time follower or part-time Christian. I'm going to be a full-timer.
Amen.
I don't want nothing to take away, whether it's computers, TV, other books, papers written. I don't need it. Right here is my book. The author and the finisher, Ed.
Amen.
And that's the only way you're going to have to follow it to be a full-time. There ain't no part time in it. And I don't know if you find part time in the God's Word anyway. But Elijah, he said what he did, said, I pray thee, kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow thee. He's fathered. He got rid of his oxen. Turn over with me into Matthew in the New Testament. Let's go back to Mark, before we read Matthew. No, Matthew, I'm sorry.
Bless the Lord.
Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25.
That's good, Lord.
I'm telling you, I'm glad to get this out, Brother Jerry. I had to step out. I sat back there and took the bait, the whooping, and couldn't handle it. Verse 25, and it's in red. It's in the blood. And I'm glad the blood's been applied to me.
Amen.
Woo! Glory. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, says, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
That's
and
right.
Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall he find it. Let me tell you, you lose your life to find God to follow him full time. And
right.
If you go back, you know, that you can go back. But thank God he allows U-turns because he allows to come back and repent.
Amen.
Come back to him. But he likes full time. But if you lose it, you can find it, Brother Jerry. It says, whosoever. And I love whosoever. Preached on that a couple years ago when we had the little revival at the Old Union Church. Whosoever. In there numerous times. Whosoever. He didn't call by name.
Yeah.
He said, whosoever. He wants a whosoever to be full-time followers. Full-time Christians.
Yeah, amen.
To follow him. And like I said, there's no application. No application fee. There's no part-time meaning. And if we're full time, that's following what His Word says. That's doing what His will is. That's not putting. If He told you tonight or in the morning to go home and sell your house and all your goods and go up on a mountain, would you do it? He's got a reason if He tells you to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to understand, He's got a reason for it. That's full time. Now, I'm not saying He's going to do me that way. I'm not saying He's going to do any in here that way. But if He was to, you've got to be full-time followers. You've got to do what He wants you to do. In Mark chapter 1, verse 18. And this falls in line with being full-time Christians and talks about fishermen and throwing the net out. You don't have to throw a net out. You can go fishing, throw the net out to win people or to witness. You can sow seeds. If the Lord lays something on your heart to say and do, to try to witness or whatever, that's being full-time if you do it.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it or don't obey, is that full time? Mm-hmm. You're neglecting what He wants you to do. Bear in mind, you know, that's where it's called, you know, forgiveness when we're failing. We're failing every day in some form or fashion. He forgives us great. In Mark chapter 1, verse 18 says, and straightway they forsook their nets and followed Him.
That's right.
They followed Him because they was wanting immediate service. And that's like full-time followers. If you're a full-time Christian and following what the Word says or what was laid on your heart to do, you're doing what's right. That's your service for the one that saves you from that eternal hell. If you're not, then you need to change your ways. But Jerry Harris can't make a change. I can't. Eric, Brother Ed can't make you change them. That's between you and God. If you are doing it part-time, there's no part-time. Right. There's a full-time, devoted full-time. People has jobs. The doors are open on jobs sometimes for you to do service for Him, whether it's to say a word of encouragement or just smile. You know, a smile don't cost nobody nothing. But taking two fingers and pushing it up, or just putting forth the effort, Brother Jerry. And that smile might reach somebody, or somebody might say hello to you and open the door or ask you something. What, you know, well, have you had a good day? Yeah, the Lord just blessed me, you know, and open and carry on. But that's your service, just like these fishermen threw the nets out. Your service for Him and being full time is what He's satisfied with. It ain't no part time. That's for everybody's individual to decide if they're full-time followers or if they're part-time followers or going through the motion. Ain't judge nobody, ain't going to do that. That's for yourself. As Jerry said a couple weeks ago, me. That's for me, myself, or you yourself. Decide. That's what the Lord gave me, Jerry, and that's what I had to get out of my heart. Turn it back over to you.